Amen. I greet you all in the wonderful, precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm humbled to be here. I just want to appreciate Pastor Pili for continue embracing us and helping us to grow. May the Lord richly bless you. And I'm so thankful to you, all brethren, in here. The good Lord bless you. Before we go in the word of the Lord, I would want us to sing one song. Maybe here you know it, but where we come from, we sing it. Amen.
Amen.
It goes like healing, healing shall be mine. Healing, healing shall be mine. If I hold my peace and the Lord fight my battles, healing, healing shall be mine. Amen. Healing, healing shall be mine. Healing, healing shall be mine. If I hold my peace and the Lord fight my battles, healing, healing shall be mine. Freedom, freedom shall be mine. Built by the hands of the Lord. He is more than able. Amen. Trust in the Lord. As we are closing the year, He has kept you for a purpose. Now, as we are starting the new year by His grace, the purpose is still stand. It means He's not yet done with your life. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let us open our Bibles. We go in the word of the Lord. Let's open in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18. Verse 16. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16. Are we there?
Amen.
All right, let us read together. 1, 2, 3. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. May the Lord add the blessing upon the reading of his word.
Amen.
May the good Lord bless you. May be seated. If it's the title of the message, I'll give it, A Man's Gift Maketh Room for Him. Amen. Now, the word gift, it has got many meanings, but I've just picked two. One says, gift is a thing given willingly to someone. Without payment. Now, when we look at this definition, John 3:16 will fit well. We all know that for God so loved the world, then he gave. Jesus was a gift to humanity. And there's no payment that we made. Willingly, the Lord gave unto us. So he gave us a gift without payment. Amen.
Amen.
Then the other definition, it says a natural ability or talent that one has. We can say, brother, as the gift of singing. That's a natural ability given unto him by God. I cannot make myself to sing like him. Naturally, it's not in me. But in him, it's there. So it's a natural ability within him. You know, when you look at him when he's singing, you can see how he enjoys. But if it is I to sing, I have to pay particular attention. Because I know that people, instead of following them, they start laughing. Because it's not a natural ability in me. Amen. But we give glory unto God. I may be using the two definitions as we go along. Now, we know in the book of Matthew 25, verse 14, there is a story of a good master, you know, who traveled on a long journey. And he gave gifts unto his servants. And the Bible says goods, it uses the word goods. In Matthew 25. Now, he gave them good gifts. Now, those gifts, the Bible says, one was given five. The other one was given two. The other one was given one. Now, other versions, they may use the word talent. Now, I want you to see that the gift that they were given, it had to open a room for them. You know, but that room, it required something for them to prosper. You know, the good master did not tell them how to use the gift. He just left them with gifts. So they had the gifts within them, and they were holding on to those gifts. Now, one of them, who had five talents, he applied something. Now, what he applied is what I want us to focus so much today. You know, an opportunity can be opened through your talent. But brothers and sisters, I want to assure you of one thing. Your talent will not make use of the opportunity.
Yes.
Talent is singa sense se danga. Ise gula chabe opportunity.
So your talent is singa sense se danga. Ise gula chabe kupasen chabe.
So the gift that God has placed in you, I can tell you, it opens doors by the power of God.
Amen.
It opens doors by the power of God. You see, let me use Brother Mansa. You know, when he goes to a fellowship, the gift in him opened doors. People hand over the microphone, brother, you read that. That's an opportunity, right? But he requires something in him to use that opportunity. The gift within him has already opened that door. You know, so the gift, Solomon says, it maketh room for one person. And it brings them before great men. Now, when a gift brings you before great men, you require something to use an opportunity from those great men. Because those great men, you may come out without utilizing the resources they have for your benefit. So this good master, the one who was given 5 talents, he applied wisdom. Tell your neighbor, wisdom. Tell your neighbor, wisdom. Let me read this statement I was writing. A talent can only open an opportunity, but does not use the opportunity. It takes wisdom to use the opportunity. So the gift placed in you, it will bring you before great men. But brothers and sisters, you require wisdom to use that opportunity. No matter how great that opportunity can be, if you lack wisdom, you will not utilize that opportunity. You see now, that man who received 5 talents, the good master did not tell him to say, go and invest it that way. He had to use his own wisdom to say, if I can invest, it will multiply. And the other one who had two, he was not taught as well. He looked at the resource that he was given. He said, the talent that I have, it can open doors. And it has already opened an opportunity for me. But they required wisdom. So he applied wisdom on the 2 talents that he had. And he multiplied that which he had. So wisdom is a weapon needed in the journey of faith. Most of us, we are ending the year not because we never had an opportunity, but we never had wisdom to use the opportunities that God was using. Now this year that we are entering by His grace, we need to ask God of wisdom to use every opportunity opens before you and I. That gift is not literal. No, that gift, it's not literal. Look at the one who was given 2. He multiplied the 2 that he had. Now the one who was given 1, he had fear within him. Most of us, we have fear of unknown. And fear hinders progress in life. You know, it's not that opportunities are not there, but you have fear of taking a step that maybe I may fall. Look at a little child. When they are crawling, they begin to stand. Let them be alone. They will try to take a step without fear. Whether they fall or not, they do not care. All they want is to walk. So they apply wisdom because they know that they can take a step. But most of us, fear has been binding us. Fear of unknown. It's not that you do not have the gift. The gift is there. God has given it unto you. It may be your job. It may be your business. Never undermine it. God has given it unto you for a purpose. Now, you require wisdom to wake upon it for it to increase. It has already opened room for you. It has already brought you before great men. Who else are you looking for when great men are standing before you? Amen. Now look at your neighbor. Those are great people that God has connected you unto. Some of you are looking somewhere. Great women are here. Great men are here. And this word has opened door for us to come in one place. And there is a bigger blessing in this place when we look around among ourselves. You see, I can close the door for myself. I can stop coming here. But I'll tell you, it means I've closed the door to great men. And I will not be able to grow spiritually. And I will not be able to grow, also let me use the word, financially. Why? They have gone ahead of me. They have experienced what I've not experienced. So don't think like, no, the brother, I'm able to follow their footsteps without telling them. I'm able to apply wisdom through what I've seen Pastor Piri doing certain things. So these are great people that God has brought you before through your gift. Don't be wondering, what's my gift? The gift is salvation that he gave unto you, brothers and sisters. Amen. You have that gift. And that gift has opened a great door for you and I. Hallelujah. So we need wisdom to use the opportunity that the talent has opened. You see, God is merciful. He tells us in the book of James chapter 1. Let us read that one. James chapter 1. Amen. May the Lord help us. James chapter 1 verse 5. Are we there? James chapter 1 verse 5. As we'll be reading that scripture, let me tell you this. When Pastor Peter, remembered we were at Mahatma Gandhi, he told me, no, brother, start fellowship with Sister Chavula. Start fellowship with Sister Chavula in your home. I started. But I can tell you, I had fear when people started coming. I thought it would be just us and Brother Mansa, Brother Nzima visiting. You know, but one time he visited and he preached. Says, you need to overcome fear. Now I look at the number of people that is growing every day that goes by. I always say, Lord, be merciful. If I didn't obey, these people would have been lost maybe. There's an increase through obedience. The gift that God placed, it is now being utilized and it's multiplying. Now every day I always ask God, give me wisdom. Because directing people, it's not an easy thing. It looks easy on your friend, but I can tell you, it takes the grace of God. Let us read James chapter 1 verse 5. Are we there?
Amen.
I'll be asking you to read with me so that we don't doze. Yes. We have to enjoy in the house of the Lord. You know, I remember before we received an invitation, I used to tell them that let us just prepare transport in advance. Amen. We just have to. We find joy in the house of the Lord. Amen. David says, where can I go if not in your presence? That's where we find true joy. You may not know the joy that I have just to be here. We have one sister, Sister Masu. Where is she? I know she's unwell. Don't worry. Brother Mans already said that if you are sick, you'll be healed. Amen. All right, now that's our eldest mother in the fellowship. You may be seated. Now, before we read this scripture, let me tell you the testimony of her. Last time when we came for an overnight, she used to come for fellowship. Now, she never wanted to take a step to give herself fully to the message, because she thought this is just one young boy who has escaped from another church to start another church. Now, when we came for that overnight, she says, "You and your pastor, you are same. I've seen the Spirit, so let us go and baptize me." Amen. That's how she was baptized. Amen. So it's important for us to come together. Amen. Let us read James chapter 1, verse 5. Are we there? All right. 1, 2, 3. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be. Let's pick an example. We all know Solomon. Solomon, he had resources from his father. You know, David had raised money for building temple and other things were in place. You know, Solomon was crowned as king, but he knew that he needed something. He had the talent, but that talent required wisdom for him to lead people. So he went unto God and said, "Give me wisdom, and that I may know how to lead these people." And God granted him wisdom. The talent in him made room for him to be king. But he required wisdom to lead those people the right way. You see, brothers, wisdom is required to work upon the talent that you have. Let's not be ashamed to ask of God where we lack wisdom. We need to ask of him to give us, because the Bible, he has told us that he gives. But are we willingly to bring ourselves? Let's not be like that man who had to hide the talent. When the master came, he rewarded the other two. But for him, that one was grabbed and given to the one who had more. Brothers and sisters, if you are not doing your work or the work of the Lord, the Lord will give it to your next person sitting to you. His work will not be hindered because you are not working on it. He will give it to the one who is willing and applying wisdom to utilize the resource. Amen. So we have to use the resource that he has given unto us through wisdom. You know, even marriage, it also requires wisdom. Without wisdom, you can break your own home. It's not just about, oh, this, that. You need to know how to guide your home, and the woman should know how to take a spot. There are certain things a woman cannot disclose to friends, no matter how things may be. It has to be secret of the house. Wisdom is required. Because it may look simple to you, but it can break your home. Wisdom is required in the way we run the affairs of our marriages. Amen. It's not everything that we announce to our friends. You know, I heard one story. This woman told the friend, "Say, you know, my husband, when we sleep, the way he snores, the mouth always open badly." So that sister had a problem with the husband. Not the wife, the one who was told the story. So now she started screaming, "No wonder you bed mugona makamwa asa." The man was very wisdom is required. Hallelujah. As simple as it was, but it brought trouble in their marriage. Brother, my sister, wisdom is required in the way you handle your life. It can either break you or make you. The talent has opened the door, but wisdom can make you or break you. We need wisdom in all things that we do. You know, even salvation requires wisdom. You don't just say, I'm a believer, and then you go in a tavern, you start dancing with your friend to say, I just followed my friend. That's lack of wisdom. That's lack of wisdom. You might end up falling because you are lacking wisdom. You cannot go in a territory which God has not sent you to. You require wisdom to know how to protect your salvation. No wonder Paul tells us, work out your only salvation with fear and trembling. Hallelujah. Amen. Your business requires wisdom as well. That job also requires wisdom. You know, you don't just say, oh, me, I'm working. Use wisdom, because tomorrow you may be sucked out. Tomorrow you may have no strength to go and work. So what wisdom have you applied for the opportunity that you have now to sustain your life in the next years to come? Wisdom is important. The talent has already opened doors. Amen. Now let's look at one example. The book of Genesis 41. At your only free time, you can read the story. You know, we know the story of Joseph, right? Joseph was gifted in dreams or prophecy. Let me use all that word. You know, sometimes we dream and he tells the family, no, I saw your sheaves bowing to my sheaves. That was a talent in him. It was a gift. And sometimes we always think a gift cannot take us through trouble. Now let's look at Joseph closely. It was the gift in him that attracted trouble. So no matter how gifted you are, you should also be prepared to fight battles, because that gift also will attract opponents who would want to destroy it. But glory be to God, because God will use that to sharpen the same gift for perfection. So Joseph went through trouble. He was sold, you know, by his brothers. They took him to Potiphar's house. You know, he started doing well. Things started moving well. But the wife of Potiphar brought another trouble. Why? It was the gift in him that was flourishing. You see, no matter how anointed one may be, if they cannot flee like Joseph, they will fall with a spirit of lust. It requires wisdom. When Joseph saw that trouble, he applied wisdom. He did not use the gift of prophesying. He did not say, let me start prophesying here. Let me see what type of spirit does he have. He saw that here I require wisdom to be saved. So he applied wisdom and he fled for his life. Amen. So he went through trouble, but he had to use wisdom. They captured the young man. They took him into prison. Now in that prison there were two guys. You know, they used to hear him telling them testimonies. And one day they had dreams. And they remember, this guy usually shares testimonies. Can you interpret the dreams for us? He told them, okay, the interpretation is like this. Now, what took Joseph into prison? It was this gift in him. The gift was being sharpened by God to come to perfection. Sometimes sorrow works for your good as a believer. God is sharpening your talent, your skill, that when an opportunity comes, when you strike, it will attract masses. Amen. So Joseph was there. He never had an understanding like you don't understand your situation. Do you know that Joseph never had an understanding what he was going through? He came to understand when he came out. Now, here is one who went to the king. The king was troubled with two dreams. And then he was like, these dreams, they are serious. They are spiritual dreams. No, they are not just like another dream. Tell your neighbor, he is the king. Amen. Tell your neighbor, he's a great man. So one man was bringing wine unto the king. Then he remembered, oh king, there's someone who interpreted the dream for me. And it came to pass. And the gift of Joseph opened that room and brought him before a great man. Hallelujah! It opened that door. They says, oh, go and bring him. Now Joseph comes before the king. He is going to use the gift first. When he stored the dreams, the gift went into operation. He interprets the dreams. Now, after interpreting the dreams, listen what will happen. Please, it's a wrong story. You can read that only free time. So I'll just pick certain spots. So here is the gift, bringing him before the king. Now Joseph has to use wisdom to utilize the opportunity before him. Without wisdom, he will go back in prison. So what does Joseph do? He tells the king, king, you see, you need to build houses that you can use for storing food. That was wisdom. It was not part of the gift, brothers and sisters. He was now using wisdom. Look for a man who can keep these things so that when time of trouble comes, hallelujah, that man will be able to supply to all people and sell to others. That is you, my brother. That is you, my sister. You have gone through it, but God has preserved your life for the purpose that this gift can bring you before great men. Now use wisdom. Your promotion is lingering before the king there. Joseph told the king, and the king looked at all his people. He said, where can we find such a man like this one with such wisdom? The king talked about wisdom. That tells you that now Joseph used wisdom, not the gift. Hallelujah. He used wisdom on the opportunity opened by his gift. And Joseph, brothers and sisters, he was promoted because he applied wisdom on his talent. What are you doing with your talent? Apply wisdom on that wisdom, I mean talent. God has already opened room through your gift. And you are standing before the great man. And this great man in our time is Jesus Christ. Use him with wisdom. Amen. You are standing before the King of Kings. He has given you an opportunity through his blood. And you have accepted him. Now that has brought you. It has now brought you. Now you need wisdom to use him. For him to lift you up, you require to use wisdom. Amen. You require to use wisdom. Listen to this, brothers and sisters. There is a story in the Bible. If I'm not mistaken, it has to be, it should be Mark chapter 5. If I'm not mistaken, or John 5. There is a story of the woman who had the problem of blood for 12 years. You know, she knew according to the law she was not supposed to come out. But when she heard of the great king, she applied wisdom. Hallelujah! She applied wisdom. I'm sure she had to disguise herself so that people cannot say, you're not supposed to come out. She knew that I need wisdom in order to go and meet the great king. And she had to open the door. She went before Jesus. And wisdom told her. Nobody told her. But the wisdom that he had through faith says, if only I can touch. That was wisdom through faith. And when she touched the hem of his garment, she was made whole. Who told her that touch? It was wisdom through faith that applied wisdom here. She applied wisdom to touch him. She believed. You also believe. You also have faith. But certain things, they need you to apply wisdom for them to move, brothers and sisters. It does not mean you don't believe. You have faith, but apply wisdom for you to see results. us. He has made room for you and I. There's one king who doesn't fail. Right now, he's standing before you. He's standing before you. The gates are open. Let him who's willingly come. Amen. Let him who first come. Now it requires wisdom. How you receive even the blessings of God. You know, it's not like Jim and Jack you see in Pentecostals who just says, much 10 liters chamanja.
Drink these 10 liters of water.
No, the word of God is a clear picture given unto you and I. But for you to receive, you require His Spirit to give you wisdom. Just like we have seen Joseph from prison to next to Pharaoh. What made him to be there? It was the gift which opened an opportunity. Then wisdom used that opportunity. May the good Lord help us this coming year. That every opportunity gives unto you and I. Let's use it well through wisdom. Don't let opportunities slip off our hands. Let's see it with Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Let's see again how Solomon will put it. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 should be verse 11. All of us, we are given all opportunities. We all have time and chance. Who can say, me in 2024, I had less days than Brother Kasongo? We all had 300, and Brother Tenson, is it 65? We all had 365, right? So we had equal days, equal times. Amen. Let us read Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Please, Brother Mans, I ask you to remind me of time. In time, if it's an hour. Sure. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
Mulariki 9.
Verse 11.
Amen.
Are we there?
Amen.
I want us to read together as well. Are we there?
Amen.
All right, let us read. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding. Nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happen. Time and that word chance means opportunity. So you always have an opportunity given unto you by God Himself. Because remember, you may miss that chance. You may miss it. It comes. But you don't have to miss it. So Solomon put it clear here now. Says, no, it's not about how strong you are. You know, there are other people who go to the gym. Elders Lungeya here. Is he here?
He's there.
Oh, okay. At least have your fellow guy. We have similarities.
No.
We have Brother Gideon also used to go to the gym. Amen. So now God says, it's not about that. No. It's him who gives you that opportunity. You may not be going to the gym, but your time will come. Maybe 2024 has not been your year, but God has preserved you for you to experience that chance. Purpose for you to see that scriptures cannot fail. Scriptures will never fail. So your time has come. Even if you're preserved, God gives you time. He gives you chance to repent. Once you miss it, you are gone. Amen. So that time comes, you have to use wisdom to respond to the call of God. Hallelujah. Time comes, brothers and sisters. All of us will be given that time. But I thank this God. Even when we have misused time, He is able to give us another opportunity. Remember in the book of Joel, He will restore whatever they conquer Him. The locust, the caterpillars, and the palm we have eaten. He is able to restore. He is able to bring you back to that place again. But there's always a price to pay. The works of God is not on a silver plate. When you miss it, God will make sure that He fulfills this purpose by putting you in pain. Because pain also is the process of perfection in the will of the Lord. So when you miss that, God will not just allow you to come and claim it back simple. You have to go through it. You have to go through pain for you to know that you do not have to misuse the opportunities that God gives unto you. Hallelujah. Amen. Receive it with open hearts. Then the will of the Lord will prevail. You know, in the book of Isaiah, God says, my purpose will be fulfilled. Isaiah 46.
Praise the Lord.
Isaiah 46.
Amen.
Amen. Isaiah chapter 46.
Isaiah 46.
Let us read from verse 9. Tell your neighbor, don't sleep, be here. Amen. Tell them, be here. Don't miss this opportunity. Amen. Isaiah 46. Verse 9. Let's start from verse 9. Are we there? Let us read together. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. 10. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from the ancient times of the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Tell your neighbor, you will do his pleasure. Remember Job? Who knows? Many times when you look at it from the surface, it looks as if there was no purpose of God fulfilling in Job. It looks like it was just the devil. Let me put it the way most denominations put it. They paint it as if it is just the devil. There is no will of God. But let me tell you, when you look beyond, What God said in Isaiah to say, my counsel will stand. It stood in the life of Job. Job had to go through pain because of self-justification. Amen. That was God perfecting the gift in Job. That gift in Job, you know, it made him stand before great men. He was a great warrior helping people. But God saw a wrong. Says he is not using the gift well. So we have to grab everything that he has, so that he can learn through pain. Then we shall restore back. So the counsel of God stood in the life of Job. And God could not allow Job to die. He has not allowed you to die because his counsel is still standing for your life. He is not yet done with your life. He knows what he wants to bring out of your life. Maybe you had misused the gift that God gave unto you. Maybe you had started walking in the way of pride. The Lord will humble you. When he humbles you, it does not mean he has cast you out. He is working upon you that his counsel for your life can be fulfilled. And there's always restoration for his children. He gave Job another chance. Restoration took place and he had double of what he had lost. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we may have misused the gift in us. Maybe your business has gone because you have been eating the resources. And what you are going through, God wants you to learn. So it is now painful for this hour, but there's a purpose of God behind that. But be thankful unto him who's still holding your life. Because his counsel stands for your life until it comes to be fulfilled. And he says here, and I will do it. Whether you like it or not, when God is working upon you, no one can stop him. Amen. Even if it's to perfect your gift, he will work upon it. You know, Brother Branham rejected to go to Mashwake. That gift had opened an opportunity for him. But the Lord brought the flood. It was painful. He lost his wife. He lost his daughter. For what purpose? The gift in him, it was not used the right way. He chose to keep the gift for himself to please people. He did not want to offend his mother-in-law. Some of you, you are afraid of taking a step because you may offend your relatives. You are misusing the gift of God, and God will allow the flood to come in your life. He wants that gift to help others. He wants it to go. When Brother Branham had learned, he said, God did not kill me, not because of me, but because of the gift in me. He said, God was protecting the gift. That's why he has done it for you and I. He has preserved his own gift. There are many people that must come through your gift. Remember Joseph. When his brothers came, they were crying unto him, forgive us for what we did. He says, no. Don't be troubled. The Lord had sent me to go ahead of you. You know, when I make it in glory, I'll tell Joseph that you're a wise guy. You told your brothers as if when we were going through pain, you knew that you had gone in advance to save them. Joseph never knew that he had gone ahead in order to deliver the message. But when he came out, he was well. He said, I had gone ahead in order for you to be delivered. Hallelujah. When you come out of it, you will understand clearly. And you'll be able to tell them, I went through it because of you people, so that you can be delivered from the chains of destruction. And he will meet your needs financially in this world. He will always provide. You know, Brother Branham said something. He said, I told God one day to say, if you are with me in ministry, provide the resources. I don't have to become a beggar. Sorry, Pastor Peter, allow me to say this. You know, Pastor Peter has always told me, when you have trouble, come. Even financially, if you don't know. But let me tell you, it's not boasting. I just want to say something. I want to see how we can stand on our own, because we might end up becoming dependent. I says, Lord, with the little resources, the way we are, when we are in need truly, that's when we should beg. I always ask God to provide, and he has been faithful. It doesn't mean we never come. But God will always meet us, brothers and sisters. Pain is there. It's not an easy thing, but God gives you grace to endure unto the end. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Job endured in that affliction. He endured unto the end. His friend started laughing at him.
Job, you used to help friends.
I've just forgotten the chapter. There's a chapter where they were telling that you used to strengthen the hands of the weak. Now, instead of them to strengthen him in that condition, they were mocking him. Maybe some people are mocking you, brothers and sisters, to say you have been praying for others and your gift has been working, they can be delivered. Your gift has been working, and they can be healed. Now you are sick. Why can't you pray for yourself? Let them walk. Let them walk. But your hour is coming when the Lord will prove that you never leave nor forsake you. He will always be with you in all seasons of life. Why is he walking with you? He is preserving his gift in you. So when you go through sorrow, he's there. Preserving his gift. Glory be to his name. This God is wonderful. He cares about our lives. He desires, brothers and sisters, for us to meet him in glory. But what wisdom are you applying on this journey of faith? You know, sometimes don't think you can't fall. When you see people that are standing, there is an application of wisdom on the message they have received. They know this time I must be studying the Bible. That's wisdom. This time I must be praying. This time I must go in fasting. They are applying what? Wisdom on the message they have received. Don't think you can stand without wisdom. You are going to fall. You require wisdom, brothers and sisters, on this journey of faith. Hallelujah. May the Lord help us. God is merciful. There's a story. Maybe I'm remaining with 10 minutes. Let me close with this one. You can read your story, Exodus 35 and chapter 36. You know, God gave a vision to Moses about how they should build the tabernacle. Now, there were people who had skill, like Basiriu. He had the skill, but that skill could not work without wisdom. Read that story, chapter 35 and chapter 36. You are going to see what God said to Moses. He says, Basri has the skill, but I've given him wisdom. You see, so the skill that you have, the talent that you have, requires wisdom. Now, God gave Basri wisdom for the church to manifest physically. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have the skill. But you require wisdom from above. The Lord desires for you to build that tabernacle. The priests, they need the clothes, but people to knit them, they need wisdom. Amen. They did not just go and do it anyhow. Even though they had the skill, God gave them wisdom. They knew how to go about it. And they knew how to start. Amen. They knew how to start. You require wisdom even for you to start business. You cannot just start anyhow. You require wisdom. Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, this year that is coming forth, the Lord has given us grace. We still have the same chance, and He has given us time. Don't say it's too late. The opportunity is still there. Wait, if you have misused it, wait for restoration. If it has not yet come, it is coming. Because even those people that God will judge will go to hell. Not to put fear. But I want to tell you this. God will tell them, you had an opportunity. You had the chance. You didn't use it. Because if they are not given chance, they will tell God you are unfair. But He's a fair and just God. Amen. He is a fair and just God. So He will accord each one of us time and chance. It's all dependent on the wisdom that you apply on that chance and time given to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So you believe healing can be yours? You believe deliverance can be yours? The kingdom of God is not in word only, but in the demonstration of power. You have to manifest the nature of God. Let me close with this dream. It's about, should be 6 days ago. I had a dream. So in that dream, I saw Pastor Peter coming to our place. So I welcomed him. Then he sat and started telling me, young man, sit down. So I sat. Then he told me something. Now, everything that he said in that dream, when I say everything, let me use the word, maybe many points. It is what fulfilled when you were leaning on Timothy, part 4. When I woke up, I told Sister Yavla, I said, you know, in this dream, I heard Pastor Pete telling me this, telling me that. And she was asking me, I have trouble. I know Pastor Pete can bear witness with what's up. Sometimes he has to go to Sister Chavula. He will text me, but I am offline. So he will tell Sister Chavula. Amen. So I was telling Sister Chavula, listen to the dream I had. You know, Pastor Peter was so hard. He talked about children, this and that. Then she told me, let me connect you to hotspot. Switch on your Wi-Fi. Then we downloaded the sermon. When we heard the sermon, I was almost crying. Says God, you always speak in simplicity. Then I said, in an overnight, I'm going the boldness, the devil not stand. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I wanted to encourage you with that dream. He's in this place, don't doubt God. He will meet you. His word does not go in vain. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we stand? Amen. I just want us to sing the same song we are singing. Amen. Amen. It's our day. I love saying this. You see, when God is with you and He commands a thing through you. Let me give you this scenario of Elijah. When he challenged the prophets of Baal, you know, when Elijah spoke, you know that the devil was telling demons, go and attack. Amen.
Amen.
Go and attack. Now the demons, they were telling the devil to say, who are we? If you yourself, you obey God. Even you obey God when he speaks. So who can go against what God has spoken? Amen.
Amen.
Even the devil trembles when God has spoken. He cannot argue. Amen.
Amen.
So when Elijah spoke, it was not Elijah, but God through Elijah. And the demons told the devil, says, all of us have been defeated. Let us just sit and see the fulfillment of what God wants to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We will see the fulfillment of scripture. The devil will not hinder you if you stick to his word. Until we meet him in glory. Because the one who spoke will surely come. The devil cannot stop that. Amen. And rapture will be ours. Amen. Eden shall be mine. Eden shall be mine. If I hold my peace and the Lord fight my battles, Eden shall be mine. Salvation shall be mine. Salvation, salvation shall be mine. If I hold my peace, can the Lord fight my battles? Salvation, salvation shall be mine. Amen. The good Lord bless you all.
Amen.
Shalom, Pastor Peter.
I want to, if you have seven people, tell me what has touched you. But seven, you know, they have been saying,
what have you learned? You know, when the so many nuggets and I was just like, can't the brother slow down a bit? When he was speaking about a gift opens doors, but it takes wisdom, you know, to exploit that opportunity. The thought which struck me was, your gift cannot compensate for your lack of wisdom. Your gift cannot compensate for your lack of wisdom. Put it another way, no matter how anointed you are, the anointing comes on a gift. But when that anointing comes and there is no knowledge, it does not mean somehow your gift will make you, will prevent you from making a mistake. My thoughts went to 2 Kings 4 verse 1. The Bible says there was a widow. Her husband who died was a prophet. Do you know that that husband was a man of God? But do you know that he left her in debt with a lot of credits? Until the creditors now wanted to grab her children to make them maybe slaves or something. Now you think, this brother was the husband to this sister. Do you think that glorified God? Did it glorify God? She was so much in debt until creditors now said, "Tengera mobana."
We'll get the children.
that did not glorify God. So no matter how gifted he was, it does not mean the gift solved the problems. There was need for wisdom. Amen.
Amen.
Tell me one thing.
Which has touched your heart? This
in 1 minute.
There's
Brother Banda. Another one? Any?
Brother Sunyeza.
Okay. God bless you. I'll start with Sister Mtambo.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
What has touched me? It's true. If you are not wise, you can't do anything in life. For you to do God's work, for things to go well, it is wisdom. It has really touched my heart.
Amen. God bless you.
And we have that thing.
Thank you, Lord. Brother Banda.
Abala Banda.
Interpret that. Interpret.
Okay. I don't know if God has spoken to you. My heart is shivering. My body is shivering.
Now a brother.
I told this brother. I have this message which the brother is preaching
in a singing field.
I don't know him. Do you know me,
brother?
I have never seen him. It's my first time to see him.
But if it is possible, not come hour.
Whatever he has spoken, it has been spoken about my life.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I have never met him. He has put fear in my eyes. I was thinking like this because I got to him to me. I'm not thinking this name in the car. I've seen it. Here in front, when he was standing,
another hand, Sister Ruth.
What has touched my heart is
an increase in obedience.
Mm-hmm. So better when I'm
my
increase
in
the first
the kingdom of God.
The verse which came to my mind is that Joyamba, the Bosso Zone says
that
you are white.
Brother Sonia Zane.
Abala Sonia Zane. It has really touched my heart. Because for me, with my testimony, and the way it has spoken, it has touched my heart so much. You have seen these papers. You can count how many they are.
Six.
These six papers from the hospital.
Because of the wisdom
which the Lord told me. Because God,
for universal
When they said there was a meeting here, I felt sorry for myself. Because I felt sorry for myself, the Lord spoke to me. He told me, don't be sorry for yourself. That meeting will be part of it.
Yeah.
The pastor, I command people to come here. I told the brothers and sisters that I'll be part of that meeting.
Oh, yeah.
You want to go? I said, my God is there and I'll be part of the meetings.
Amen.
I won't be able to go, but I said, I'll go.
Brother Teddy, you are the last one.
This meeting has been a blessing to me. When the word was being preached, Bakambako been dwelt a lot of things.
With some of them.
Some have been. It's what is happening. God, which the pastor had preached on the sermon near Quatimote. I'll read it a bit.
Proverbs chapter 4.
Miyambo 4.
It's fine.
The Miyam 5.
Get wisdom.
Atenga nzeru.
Get understanding.
Tenga kuziva.
Forget it not.
Osa ibar.
Get that the time from the words of my mouth.
Oh.
Get that forget from the words of my mouth.
Osa ibar ya tuchoka pa mao ya paka mpana.
Ema saibu kama inamena kata mara. Wisdom is a principle thing.
Yeah.
Abuti nzeru mchinkitachi kuru kwa mbi.
Yeah, forget wisdom.
Abuti tenga nzeru.
And in all thy getting,
Utenga kose kwa zo tenga.
Utengesho
na kuziva. This teaching has touched my heart so much. God gives me all these opportunities. The way I did it, I believe God has spoken to me.
Brethren, I want us to go in prayer. There are two things. There is a gift in you. But that gift needs the wisdom on how to utilize opportunities it creates for you. Your gift can give you a job. But God won't come and say, Nzima, buy a plot. No, it's for you to have wisdom to say, now I'm having a family. Nisakireko ka plot pakuti niambo panga kwa nyumba.
Find a plot where I can put a house.
Oh, ninawana manje wambo paka wa. nifani kani plan so so na so.
I need to make a plan this way or that way.
God can give you a gift, a talent. But you need wisdom to unlock the full potential God has prepared for you. Not tizinge na chabe tangena mniuye chisi la chaka chiribamozi na mozi.
And at the end of the year, we are still the same people. No.
Chifukwa ngatinzelu za chepewera.
Because when your wisdom is not enough.
Uzankala muntu wapeza tufukwa mwantu. Ine sani tandiza.
You will be offended by people in so many ways. This one is not talking.
Vayama chabe wakonda uja.
My uncle just loves that person.
Aliense muntu alipakutamanga. Tiliparesi.
Everyone is running, so we are all running.
Mulunganati pasampepo tonse ya minute pema.
God gave us the air that we all breathe.
Wa preacher watiberengera scripture.
Olarika atiberengera malembo.
Ati kuwina siku wajachabe bantu. Kapena wanzeru.
Who are wise.
O kapena chuma kuli wajabantu maybe wanapunzira.
Oh, maybe well to those who are educated.
Ati ntawi na danga iba chitikira wonse.
It says time and chance happens to all of them.
Mulungu atimbelele chifundo usiku.
God should be merciful to us.
Mulungu atipase nzelu.
God should make us wise.
Kuti mkali konse kangono kamena atipasa.
In every little thing he's given us.
Vichuruke.
Let it abound.
Vipeleke ulemerelo kuli eve.
Let them give wisdom to the Lord.
Nandana wakamba kutaa. Semon ya kamba pali nenifuna nipempele. Pamine nienda mu 2025.
As I go into the year 2025, Mulungu anipase
nzelo.
The Lord should give me wisdom.
Is that your prayer? Now, the first step to your solution, you need to know you need help. Muntu kuti atandiziwe ntapulo yoyamba. Ntapulo yoyamba nkuziwa kuti imbali nifanika kotandizo.
Area I need help.
Manje ngati suzi va kutufanika tandizo.
God knows that you need help.
Utandiziwe bwanji.
How will you be helped?
Kodi muntu azachirisiwa ngati saziva kuti anantenda. Aza
person get healed if they don't know that they are sick.
Aza pasiwa mangwara.
Will they be given
medication? Hello? Ufanika uzive kuti
you need to know.
Koma tupi sifa niko nkaraso.
My body is not supposed to be the way it is.
Leka niende kuli wa dokota.
Let me go to the doctor.
Olo ukalipo chirisiwa ndapo.
You've never been cured.
Ntapuro yamene wapanga.
First step.
Ndiye iza kupeleka kumachiriso.
Is what will take you to your healing.
Manje ngati vantu vakuza kuti Monica
telling you that you look
Monica mambo dwala
like you are sick.
Awe munizo ndachabene.
No, you guys, you help me.
Uzatandiziwa.
How will you be helped?
Tis searching it is tisakire sakire mtima.
Let us search ourselves.
Nipati mbali pamine sini kwanisa.
Am I failing?
Chifukwa ngati suziva.
Because if you don't know
Mayezi ya zambo bwera ya pita. Mayezi ya bwera. But supanga progress.
And you are not going anywhere.
Uona chabe vifukwa mwantu.
You are only being offended, finding faults with people.
Inena bwera neka kwa overnight.
As for me, I came alone to this overnight.
Pamene wala likwenze lalikira.
While the preacher was preaching.
Nenzezisa kira sakira kutu mpaja.
I was searching myself.
Paja, nifanika.
There I need help.
Nifanika nzeru paja.
I need wisdom.
Paja mulungazana nipasa opportunity.
There, God gave me a chance.
Sini nasebenze sebuino.
I didn't use it properly.
Danga ichi tikira kuli muntu aliyense.
An opportunity happens anywhere.
Ntawi zakwana mulungu zakamba kuti iwe ntawi yakwana.
Time will come and God will say your time is up.
Ikakwana ija ntawi.
When your time is up.
Sunga zilundizireko.
You can't extend it.
Tizakamba chabi oh but
you just say
vanadwala chabe pangono vamwalira.
They were just sick for a very short time and
oh ngozi nachitika accident.
Oh, there was an accident.
It
means your time is up.
Manje ntawi ikakwana.
When time is up,
mwine wambuyo uli mkati
of your breath inside of you.
Azaka funsa.
He's going to ask.
Loni.
My loan.
Yamine nakupasani munasebenza sabwanji.
Which I put for in you. How did you
umoyo wamene nenze nafakapo munasebenza bwanji.
How did you utilize it?
aine mulungu nizona but wa anko kulibe
my uncle amarumi anaita so no
before God you don't mention another person's name ndiwe unasemeza sabanji
you how did you utilize
awe abari tipempele
brothers and sisters we need to pray
mulungu atitandize
God should help us
tisewenze mopitirira mu 2025 ulesi tichosepo
laziness should be out
tisewenzese mpaso mulungu yamina nafaka
let us utilize the gift that the Lord has given us
ngati ndiwo imba mnyumba ya mulungu
if you are able to sing in the house of the Lord
muchuluke
we need to multiply
God is my evangelist in the field
evangelist in the field
mulungu atitandize tipite pasogoro
God help us to go
ngati ndisazimai mchurch
if we are women in the church
tizifunse
let us ask ourselves
kodi tifika po kusebenza mchurchi
do we do the work in the church the way we ought to
nyumba ya mulungu ione kabwino
God's house in order
tiambe kuzifunsa
we need to ask ourselves
fasting nipempera bwanji
do I pray and fast
nimapempera chabenga tibaitana fasting
I just pray and fast when
olo nimapeza ko kanthawi kanga chabe
find time on my own
kanga chabe na mulungu
on time with God
maybe every week maybe every month
maybe every week or a month
chifukwa hivi vindu voshita mubungwe ungaone ngati mulungu akuziva
you as a group sometimes you can think God doesn't know you
kanchi sa kuziva
kuchipinda think God knows you when he doesn't even know you
koma mulungu atizive
but we need God to know us
personally
pa munthu pa pawe kawai
noti mubungwe mamene tankhalira
the way we are
2025 ichinjeko
2025 ichikale chosiana
tinkareko na nthawi na mulungu
let us have time with God
chifukwa mukukhala na nthawi naye
in having time with him
azambo tuza ma secret
he's going to tell us the secret
ah kuti ja plan yamene opanga
that plan no
we chite so
it has to go this way
then tizaona chitukuko
we are going to see progress
tonse tendipempere
we are all going to pray.
Mulungu mamena tikambisira.
The way God has spoken to you.
Forget about your neighbor. Forget. Ngati muona mwatitikizana pamene muliri pali malo pakati apa.
If you think you are crowded where you are, there's a lot of space on the aisle.
Koma aliyense apeze malo eve na Mulungu.
Find time between you and God.
Apatie ndo pemphera
manje. We are all going to pray.
Kosa imilira ndwi kamba na Mulungu.
Don't just stand. Talk to God.
Shall we pray?
Tipembele.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you, Lord, for your mercies. Ambuye nikuyamekane.